Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We are back here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, and we restarted the show. We're going good. We're flying high again, as Ozzy would say, and we're hanging out here on a Sunday night. It is now 8:15. We're getting straight into the interview. We got Post Boredom in studio now, and they have a killer new album called Ritualistic Time Abuser. Honestly, it's going to be one of my top five maybe even records of 2019. So first, I would just like to say congratulations on breaking through all of... I get sent a lot of music. You guys cut through all of it with such an awesome release. So I'm not trying to, blow smoke up your butts or whatever, but seriously, amazing records out on Hex Records. Welcome to Loud and Local.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey. Yeah. Weird introduction, right? All right. So let's go around the room, and you guys have been here on Loud and Local before, a little bit of a different lineup change now, and let's reintroduce the band.
My name is Jeffrey.
And you play drums?
I play drums.
Yeah!
I'm Rachel, and I do vocals.
I'm Billy, and I play bass.
I'm Pam, and I play guitar.
Right on. Well, since I last spoke to you, you also released an EP, and I didn't actually know about that. I don't know why it flew under my radar, but so that bridged the gap between your old vocalist, and then you brought in Rachel on vocals, and I guess I'd like to ask, like, how did all that come about, and where did you guys meet, and you've been playing a couple years with Rachel, so mm-hmm. It seems to fit very well, as the record is an incredible album, so.
Thank you. Yeah, we've all been playing music, like basically side by side in other bands, and when we were talking about looking for a new vocalist, somebody mentioned Rachel, and we all just immediately jumped on in and pretty much forced her to be in our band.
They did.
Yep.
I was on the fence. I was like, I can't sing. I don't know what you want from me.
So you were aware of her past projects been before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, our old band, Pam played in a band with her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we Rachel and I played in a band called Roareth. It was like a doom band a while back. And we all played in our own bands. And then Rachel was in a band called Morose for a while. And that was a really awesome band. But after that broke up. Rachel wasn't playing music for a bit, and then if we were looking for a new singer, and I was like, Rach, do you want to be the one? Because I'm feeling it. Are you?
Did it take some convincing?
Yeah, they had to court me. They like took me to my favorite bar. Took me to pho, and then I was like, oh, I don't know. Well, I'll come to a practice and just listen, because it was hard for me to imagine my voice over their music or what I would even do with it.
Sure.
And try to be like authentic in with my own voice. So I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, I want to do it, but I'm nervous. And but I love them so much. So I was just like, well, this is just fun because I get to be with you. So it doesn't matter. Like even if I back out or whatever, I just get to hang out with you for a couple times a week.
There you go.
For however long. And then it stuck. So here I am. That's almost 3 years into it.
Oh my god, that's awesome. It seems like I'm kind of the last one here on the boat, I'm ready to rock with you guys. I guess I just haven't kept up. I was still rocking the first Post Boredom, so now I'm just on to this new era of the band, and it's better than ever. And the record is called Ritualistic Time Abuser. Tell me about that's an awesome title, but what exactly is it a reference to?
It was originally one of our songs.
Okay.
And then we all just kind of looked at each other and thought that would be a great name for the name of the record. I don't remember how the title came up. We come up with like a lot of weird titles, and luckily we have a whiteboard in, our, in the space. So usually a sentence will come up, of very random sentences or quotes, and we'll just write it down.
It was just like a long-winded way of saying killing time or wasting time.
And sure.
Thought it was a very tongue-in-cheek way of saying it.
And we're all good at that, so mm-hmm. fit.
Right on. So where did you go to record the album, and how was that process?
We recorded at the Kill Room down in Georgetown with our friend Jeff McNulty.
Okay, yeah.
We actually recorded our last EP, the Shaking Hands with Clients EP, with Jeff as well. Mm-hmm. And we had the same guy down in Portland mastered as well, so kind of the same process. So the Ritualistic record was a real comfy process for us.
Yeah, very natural. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeff's great. He's in a band called Cat Toy, and he's been around in bands forever. And
he was in Bloodhag.
Yeah, he knows us so well and our sound that it was no problem just jumping right in with him.
That's rad. He obviously knows a good thing when he hears it. You guys are also on Hex Records, which Jeffrey, the last time you were in studio, you were the Helm, or Das Helm, with you and Tim were in studio, and I believe you guys have released a record on Hex. Was that kind of a relationship that you would establish with that label, or did it come through that?
That record actually came out 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Like 2009. Yeah. And then, so Ryan, who runs Hex, moved out to the Northwest, I think 3 years ago from Syracuse, New York.
Sweet.
And he saw us play a show in Olympia with Great Falls. I just told him, you know, you're coming up to Seattle. Do you want to stop by Olympia, to see our band? And he was actually really impressed. And not long after, he made the offer to put out our record.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, he's a really good dude.
They definitely put out a ton of noisy, rad, weird, kind of like left-brained, loud rock music. So
absolutely.
I dig that. It seems like a good fit for you guys. And of course, I'm going to get a little nerdy with this. The album cover. It's a really cool, creepy painting. Who did this?
Our friend Quig did it. He's a local artist. He's been around forever, part of the community. He also did our shirts.
Awesome.
And we pretty much, as a band, came up with an extremely loose idea, and we had no idea what we were even getting into with it.
It's like a spiky vortex.
Yeah. And he did it all by hand, oil painting.
Awesome.
And we gave him the worst description of how to do our art, and he came out with he just blew our minds.
That's so awesome.
He's brilliant.
It looks like an old school like Tampa Bay death metal cover.
Hell yeah. Some Dan Seagrave up in there, right?
Totally.
All right, we're going to get into Everything Avoider, the first song from Postboredom's Ritualistic Time Abuser. If you like them, you can check it out November 30th at the Substation with So Pitted and Joe Past. Or is that So Past? Is that Joe Past?
Joe Past.
Mm-hmm. Postboredom and, of course, Loud and Local Friends, Slow Code. Again, that's November 30th at Substation. We're going to play a couple songs from the record. You want to say anything about it, or should we just let the music speak for itself?
We think it's great.
Nice. And so do I. Here's Postboredom. It's Loud and Local on the Rock. There we go.
We'll be right back.
That Noisy Goodness was a band called Post Boredom, and they're playing a show November 30th at the Substation here in Seattle. It's at 8 p.m. with So Pitted, Joe Past, Slow Code, and, of course, the band you just heard, Post Boredom. So the venue Substation is really rad. It's like a half practice space, and they have like three stages. I just saw Earth there on Halloween, and
rad.
It was a release show for some weed company. And so so imagine this. The weed company releases these like packs of joints, and they have tattoo artists who design the packs, right? And so the company is just passing out free weed to everyone in the venue. So there's just people like walking around just like, hey, here's some free weed. And I was like, cool. I won't take any, but pass it on to the next guy. And it just seemed like everyone was having – I think that's the best vibe for an Earth show.
Yeah.
It's just
so easy now.
Everyone baked. So, but we're not talking about Earth. We're talking about Substation and Post-Boredom. Incredible record, Ritualistic Time Abuser. Will we be hearing songs from this record on your set?
Absolutely. Yes. Mostly songs from this record as we spent a lot of time recording, and then we – straight from recording, we played like two shows a month up until this month, pretty much. And
yeah,
we kind of got to go and relearn some of our old songs.
Okay, there you go. Well, so I got to ask, and this is kind of putting you guys on the spot, but I just be as honest as possible. We do have a lot of listeners that are maybe younger or just wanting to start a band, and they might not know like what steps to take. Or, you know, just starting to play music. They want to meet some people. They want to, like, go out there and you know, meet some people to start a band. What steps would you say? Do you have any words of encouragement to younger folk that might want to start their first band?
Just do it. Go for it. And just do what feels good to you and don't worry about what anybody else is doing.
Totally. I actually volunteered a couple of years at Rain City Rock Camp for girls.
That's awesome.
And it's super important to me for women to get out there and express themselves artistically and musically. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a young girl, I think it's from like 6 years old to 18, get a hold of them if you're living in Seattle.
And that's Rain City Rock Girls for Camp?
Rain City Rock Girl. Rain City
Rock Girls
for Camp. RC, Rain City Rock Girl. Rock
I said
Camp. Rain City Rock Camp. For girls.
I said rock girls for camp.
I know, it totally threw me off. I was like, what?
What?
But yeah, get a hold of them because they're a really awesome troop of people that want to help women get out there and be brave and get on stage.
That's awesome. Any anything else before we...
I also want to say, I think there's one for adults. And I know we're like going more for like the young people, but
sure.
You're never too old to rock and roll.
That's true.
Never too old for that.
Yep. Absolutely. And there is schools of rock. There is School of Rock, which is a really rad thing that around in this area. I believe there's one in pretty much every community of the Seattle and East Side area. If you're a young kid or if you have a young kid and you want them to start playing, or, you know, even if you're my age, you can start playing music and start a band and kill it and learn some Black Sabbath covers and, you know, start your own
exactly.
band. So. Exactly. So, I got to ask, though, because, you know, kind of segueing into when you guys were kids, what was the first band that really let's rephrase this. What was the first album, CD, tape, record, whatever, first physical piece of media that you actually purchased on your own with your own money, not given to you by a cooler older brother or your mom and dad, but the first one you actually purchased with your own money? Jeffrey, let's start with you.
The Black Album, Metallica.
Nice.
On cassette. I didn't use it with my own money, though, but I did have to work for it.
Hey, there you go.
When I was 9 or 10 years old.
Some chores.
Yeah, the Black Album. Definitely.
How about you, Rachel?
The very first CD that I ever bought was Debrat.
Yes.
Functified.
Yes.
I got that.
I was like 94 or something like that.
Yeah.
And my mom found it. And she was like, do you know what she's talking about? But yeah, that was the first one.
Hell yeah.
For me was the single Woomp There It Is by Tag Team.
Yes.
In a CD with like way too much plastic on it. And it may have had the Addams Family remix version on there too. I'm not quite sure.
Amazing.
Yep.
Dude.
That's awesome.
I gotta say mine was Madonna's True Blue. And
that's great.
That's still one of my top 20 favorite albums of all time.
That's awesome.
Big Madonna fan.
Hell yeah.
Correct.
Right on. And what was the first concert you ever attended, or show, or, you know, I mean, I'm assuming it was like a big concert or something like that. Well, let's start with you, Pam. Let's go around that way.
Well, I gotta say, like, the Beach Boys at, in San Diego at the Woodland Park, no, at the zoo.
San Diego Zoo. Yeah.
San Diego Zoo, thank you. That was rad. But I gotta say, definitely the most memorable first concert that blew my socks off was seeing Botch at Rock Candy.
Wow,
and
yeah.
And the City Devils opened for them, and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
And it's still blowing.
Hey, you bleeped yourself.
I did.
Yes, hell yeah. And how about you, Billy? What was the first show or concert or whatever, musical experience live?
The Monroe Boys and Girls Club, seeing some like crusty street punk band called Casualties of Power.
Okay.
I believe. Besides that,
Iconic band Casualties of Power, you mean.
Yeah, and they were like all covers. It was all street punk covers.
Okay,
so
cool.
I didn't even know that at the time. And I think after that, the first like show I saw like was AFI and Death by Stereo at the Rock Candy in like 99 or something.
Nice.
That's awesome. And how about you, Rachel?
I also saw AFI there.
Nice.
Was that your first show?
No, I was going to shows at like the Redmond Firehouse and Ground Zero. The memorable shows were like The Locust, Give Up the Ghost, Murder City Devils, Blood Hag.
Oh, yeah.
But like a big show, I mean, it might have been like Bob Dylan. I think that was like later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I can't remember like a huge
It sounds like you guys were going to some really cool, like, all ages spaces and stuff like that at a young age and involved in those, which is really cool. So,
got lucky.
Some great venues of the past, Northwest. And Jeffrey, I know you were grew up in the like Southern California area. What was the first concert you remember?
Are we talking about like just music in general?
Yeah,
like
first live
concerts?
Band you ever saw. Man.
I went and saw the Bullweevils at the Corona Showcase Theater, and that was a profound show because that was like my first like musical, you know, performance that I ever got to see.
Yeah.
First punk show, first stage dive. the band that opened up the show, they were called The Finders.
Okay.
And I still have their demo tape.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's awesome. The Bullweevils from Chicago.
The Bullweevils.
Yeah, they were the headliner. They were awesome.
Killer.
Still are.
Right on, y'all. So okay, let's do lightning round. Jeffrey, you start this one. Favorite Northwest band or bands of all time?
Definitely in the heavy category, I would say Botch.
Yeah.
Botch, Soundgarden, The Sonics.
And The Helm.
Yeah, they're great.
Rachel, how about you?
I guess Northwest, Wipers.
You're wearing their shirt?
I am wearing the shirt. Heart.
Yes.
Yes. Bikini Kill.
Yeah, hell yeah. Reunion at the Paramount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. You get your tickets?
No.
All right.
I got two.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that was happening.
All right. Well, you guys got to get on StubHub after this. So. And Billy, what about you, man?
Favorite Northwest bands? I can agree with Botch, Harkonnen, Sunny Day Real Estate.
Yeah.
Of course, Nirvana, Carp.
Fading Fast.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's talk about that one.
It's Billy's old hardcore band I saw.
Straight edge.
Probably one of the only people in the Northwest that saw them. So, hey, that's my claim to fame. And how about you, Pam?
I'll just throw out three bands that have definitely been in, like, my favorite bands of all time, outside of, like, you know, Nirvana, Soundgarden, blah, blah, blah. But, like, definitely Botch and definitely Mercy Devils and Plain Enemy. They were amazing, which is now essentially Great Falls.
Yeah. Great band, so.
Incredible band.
Awesome. Well, we're talking influence, we're talking first shows, and we're talking to the band Post Boredom. They have a new record out called Ritualistic Time Abuser on Hex Records. You can purchase it now. You can stream it anywhere you stream music, and you can also just tune in now and keep listening because we're going to play a couple more songs. We're going to play Limb Alert and Western Avenue from the record. They're playing November 30th at the Substation with So Pitted, Joe Past, and Slow Code. All right, guys. Limb Alert. What's this one about?
This one
putting you on the spot.
Yeah, this one is actually inspired by Aldous Huxley, where he was saying that at some point in mankind will be overloaded with information and not have the proper tools to figure out fact from fiction. And I feel like we're living that age all this fake news crap and all, yeah. whatever you want to call it, at the moment, where we lack a mass population lacks a certain element of critical thinking, and yeah, we're a bunch of nerds and just went with that.
Shout out Aldous Huxley. All right, here it is. Post Boredom on Loud and Local on The Rock. We'll be right back.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Done.
Okay, this is the most relaxed I've seen you. You're not spending the entire vacation working?
Nope. I've got the digital team at Intercom working for me. I know exactly where my budget's going, and I see results in real time. Intercom's a Google Premier partner, so they maximize my campaigns. I'm even on their exclusive radio.com platform. Anything digital, they do.
Can they make a Mai Tai like this?
Your full-service digital partner. Go to intercom.com. Drinks not included.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
Saluting Service, in partnership with the Travis Mannion Foundation.
My name is Michael Wexler. I'm currently active duty serving Army Staff Sergeant at JBLM. My father has been doing the 5Ks Travis Mannion for years now. It furthered my interest when I saw that they work primarily with youth, influencing youth, developing character in youth. I think character is something that is innately in all people. It just needs to kind of be fanned, if you will. Like, that spark needs to be ignited. When you have two choices, whichever one's the harder one, that's the right one, because you know it's right, and that's why it's harder.
I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY, and I want to talk to you about Johnny and Jane Law. They're everywhere. Sheriffs, state and local police, highway patrol, even tribal and university police. And if you're running booze for the mob, you might even get arrested by the ATF. At 1-800-DUI-AWAY, we've met them all. Black, brown, blue, or beige, no matter the color they wear, if you drink and drive, the only color you'll be seeing is red. In nearly 30 years of service, 1-800-DUI-AWAY has helped all over our region. Whether pulled over on the highway, city street, military base, or even on a reservation, we can help, and we have helped. Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY or go to 1-800-DUI-AWAY.com to set up a free private consultation in Seattle, Bellevue, Everett, or Tacoma. Red, white, and blue are the colors of freedom. Unless they're flashing behind you.
1-800-DUI-AWAY!
Hey, so what do you know about the Ford GT40?
I know I'd love to have one.
Well, I get that, but there's a whole history behind it. If you're a car guy, you are really going to want to go see the new movie, Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, lots of awards buzz on that flick. Matt D, Christian Bale. I saw the trailer. It looks amazing.
It's about Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles,
the British race car driver and the Mustang guy.
And how they became friends while building a supercar that could compete with the absolute best in Italian sports cars at the 24-hour Le Mans back in 66.
Sounds like a winner.
So, you know, Ford versus Ferrari, brought to you by 20th Century Fox, in theaters November 15th.
See you there.
Little Caesar's thin crust pizza is so loaded with cheese and pepperoni you can't even see the crust. And if you ever want to see it again, listen very carefully. Bring $6.49 in unmarked bills or marked bills or coins or just a credit or debit card to Little Caesar's. Come alone and bring your friends or family. Bring everyone. Get a Little Caesar's large thin crust pizza with extra cheese and the most pepperoni, all at the nation's best price of just $6.49.
Pizza, pizza.
Top four national pizza chains. Extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza versus large round one topping thin crust pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices at participating locations.
Bold statement. Saving money with Geico is almost better than watching football. Think about it. When you're watching the game, yelling at the quarterback to throw the ball, throw it, Williams is wide open, why are you doing this to me? Use that rocket arm, come on! They don't listen to you. But if you went into a Geico office and yelled, "Someone please help me save some money on car insurance," everyone would hop to it. Except the intern, because it's his first day and he doesn't even have a computer yet. See? Better. Switch and save with Geico. It's almost better than sports.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We're back here on Loud and Local, and we got Post Boredom in studio. They are hanging out with us, and they're going to be hanging out with the crew at the substation November 30th with So Pitted, Joe Past, Slow Code, and Post Boredom. Do you know if tickets are available in advance, or is that like a purchase at the door kind of thing?
I would maybe check the substation website.
Okay.
I'm assuming just purchasing at the door.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Too.
We don't know.
And it's 21 and over, right? Substation's all 21 and over?
It's so.
True, yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So young kids, you'll have to catch one of the all ages shows coming up. Is there anything beyond this show coming up? Do you guys have any plans for the next couple months or?
This is it. I think we're kind of slowing down just a little bit. We've been going like full throttle for a few months now. So I would imagine maybe something in December, but definitely, as January starts, that's when we're
going to pick it back up. Pick it back up.
I think we're going to write some new songs and hang out and plan a tour for the spring.
Yeah.
So I actually saw you guys at the Substation for your record release show, and that's when Freiberger broke his foot.
Yeah. That night.
I have to mention that it was such a relieving thing to see such a mixture of bands. We had like a death metal band. We had like kind of like a pop punk ish band to open.
Knox Novocula.
Yeah, was it like electronic, like kind of. Industrial goth vibe. I don't know. But anyways, all the different genres and then, of course, you guys, which you can't be constrained by any genre. I think that was a beautiful thing. Is that something you guys like to do when you can book a show?
Yes. That was mine and Rachel's birthday show, and we handpicked all those bands for that exact reason. Like, as much as I love like heavy music, it's very straining on the ears to go see four bands that are very similar.
And then the sound guy plays the same genre in between songs.
Yep.
And
Yeah, exactly. We want to play, like, especially, like, friends we have like, who are like, oh, well, we want to play with you, but we don't sound anything like you. And we're like,
that's perfect.
Good. Exactly. Yeah, it's fun. You get to learn about different bands and hear and meet people that are in different, like, scenes in the city or out of the city or whatever, touring bands or whatnot. But, yeah, we want to make it fun. We don't want to be like, we have to play with bands that sound just like us, because that's hard, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just people are more receptive to different sounds on the same bill.
And, the band will stand out a lot more.
Absolutely.
If it's not just like, four doom bands back to back, or like four hardcore bands, or four, ska bands. Much love to ska, but
we would love to play with a very good ska band.
I'll hook you up. I know some ska bands. I know a couple ska bands are listening right now. Hook them up. Okay,
I'm not speaking for everybody in the
room. Right, no, yeah, you are.
Definitely not speaking for everybody.
Billy's a ska hater. All right, guys. I'm just kidding. So, is there any final words you want to say to the Northwest audience, I guess, before we get into some plugs and links and whatnot?
Start more bands. I want to see people throw more house shows. We've actually played a couple house shows with, it seems like, Younger Blood opening up their garages, and we played somebody's living room recently that had a full stage and sound system. In a living room.
Whoa.
It's something we all grew up with, like all ages venues and DIY stuff, and it seemed to disappear in the last couple years. But
people are taking it to the living spaces.
We think that people are just, with the city changing right now, people are still hungry to see music in a non-huge venue setting. They still want that intimate vibe. So people are still working for it.
Yeah, it's great.
That's awesome. So where can people find your music if they can't come out to the show and buy the album or buy a physical copy?
We're on the Hex Records Bandcamp. We're on the Hex Records Bandcamp, and like it was said earlier, Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can order a record through the Bandcamp.
Okay.
You
can find Hex Records. He has like a Big Cartel page. Yeah. So his entire catalog is on his Big Cartel page.
And if you're just wondering like how to find this band online, keep in mind on Facebook it is post / boredom. Mm-hmm. There is a slash there. So definitely keep that in mind when you're looking up. I know there's a couple different things that pop up if you don't put the slash in. So put the slash in, post / boredom.
Forward slash.
So. I like that. So again, November 30th at the Substation, 8 p.m. with So Pitted, Joe Past, Slow Code, and the band you're listening to, Post Boredom. Any final words and shout outs and thank yous?
Thank you to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Seriously, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, Seattle.
Oh, but not Tacoma.
Dude, moved to Tacoma.
I did. Tacoma's great.
You moved to Tacoma?
It's been a year and a month, and I don't regret a thing. I hate commuting to Seattle to work, but Tacoma all the way.
Tacoma's great.
Tacoma,
absolutely.
Rock City, USA.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to become a Tacoma band?
Rachel? Maybe. I'm open to
Jeffrey.
Whatever.
Nice. If the opportunity arose,
I'd do it.
I wouldn't be against it.
Good. Moving
on. Tacoma's a great city. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely repping Tacoma.
And do a botch and seaweed cover. So.
Yep, exactly.
Right on. Well, Postmortem, thank you very much again. November 30th at the Substation. Incredible record. Definitely check it out. You'll be able to hear these songs live. This is Purgatory for Magical Malpractice, but I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I'm turning my microphone off, and you have to play Wacky Morning Show Radio DJ and introduce your songs to Northwest audience right now. All right. Who's going to step up and do it?
All right. There's a song, Purgatory for Magical Malpractice, here on The Rock. KSW, loud and local, Sunday night. Hit it.
Jeffrey, that was your normal voice.
Rise! This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.